It seems like we've been talking about Trump's first 100 days for about 10 times 100 days. Are you as weary of it as I am? So here's a shift. How have your first 100 days in office been? I decided to review the 2017 goals I wrote for myself in January. It's not something I'd ordinarily do, but I thought this obsession with Trump is a constant reminder for us everyday leaders to get better at leading. Trump made promises. On that, we could all follow his lead. It takes courage to put your goals out there. If you didn't do them in January, now might be a good time to set aside some time. If you have goals to review, I'd offer four healthy practices. Number one, share your review with a spouse, close coworker, sibling, or chief of staff. Oh, how I miss Mary, my chief of staff. This practice will not only focus you, but it is in itself an act of leadership, for it may inspire a partner to do the same, helping them to gain focus, to learn, and to get re-motivated. Number two, don't blame others if you fell short. It's not Obama's fault, or Trump's for that matter. If others did get in your way, then what can you do about that? Three, don't blame yourself either. Nobody gets it right all the time. Goals create an incentive for action. Missed goals create an incentive for learning. So learn. Four, focus and focus. Do the goals themselves need adjustment? I've had some big changes, so my goals needed May 1 changing. And does your pursuit of them need adjustment? Have you been placing your focus and therefore energy on both the right ends and the right strategies? So what do you want to have secured by December 31, 2017? You've got to be clear about where you are leading in order to lead others and yourself with your best self.